Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos, Daf Beis, Yevamos 2a, pagination is page 3. We begin the new Masechta. So the first Mishnah lists off 15 cases of a specific scenario. And we'll just do a few in order to get a taste, a flavor of the style, what concept the Mishnah is trying to express. And in order to do so, just a few introductory remarks. Number one, in the time of the Torah, a man was allowed to have more than one wife. And that is the case that the Mishnah is describing, where a man had more than one wife. One wife to another is called a tsara. And in English, we would simply translate it as a co-wife. The mitzvah that we're dealing with over here is called yibum. In English, levirate marriage. It's found in the Chumash at the end of Parshas Ki Tse, and the mitzvah states that if you have a man who dies without children, he was married, but he died without children, so his wife cannot simply get married as a widow, an unmarried person, but if there is a brother to her deceased husband, she has to do a process with that brother. Either the process would be yibum, in which she gets married to that brother and tries to produce a child who would continue her deceased husband's legacy, or there is a process called chalitza, which is like a rejection ceremony, which states lo chafatzti lekachta, that the living brother has rejected this woman and does not want to go through this process to try to create a legacy for his brother. Now, you could have multiple living brothers, in which case one of them will proceed with this opportunity to marry one of the wives of the deceased brother. Now, sometimes you could have a situation where the deceased brother was married to a woman who is forbidden to one of the living brothers. You could have a situation, very simply, where one of the living brothers has a daughter, and the deceased brother was married to that woman, which is his niece, a perfectly legitimate marriage as far as the deceased brother goes, but there's no way that the living brother would be able to marry this woman who is his daughter. Likewise, you could have a situation where the living brother is married to a woman, and that woman's mother, once she becomes available through divorce or death of her husband, that mother could have been married to the deceased brother. And therefore, when this opportunity for yibum occurs, the living brother is looking at his mother-in-law, which again is a forbidden relationship, and he wouldn't be able to do the yibum. One third case, just to get the idea over here, you could have a case where these two brothers that we're discussing, the deceased brother and the living brother, are related only through their father. The halachas of Yibum follow brotherhood through the father. But it could very well be that through their mother, they have two different mothers. And therefore, you could have the deceased brother having been married to the sister of the living brother, if the living brother is only related to this woman, only finds her as his sister through their mutual mother, whom the deceased brother did not share. And in these types of cases, the living brother obviously cannot do yibum on that particular woman. But what our Mishnah teaches us, following the ruling of Beis Hillel, is that not only is that woman who's related to him not a player in the mitzvah of yibum, but also all of her tsaros, her co-wives, would also be absolved of yibum or chalitza vis-a-vis that living brother. If there's a different living brother, so we'll discuss yibum with him. But that living brother who has a relative in the cohort of wives that remain over here, so that living brother is not going to be able to yibum, not on the relative and not on the other co-wives either. This will be true even if one of those co-wives goes out and marries a different one of the brothers. They could do yibum. The result will be that she is considered an erva, a forbidden relationship to the particular living brother that we've been discussing, because she was in a cohort that included his close relative, his daughter, for example. And if the brother who was able to marry her should die without children, not only is she forbidden to the living brother that we've been discussing, but all of her co-wives would likewise be forbidden to him. And the logic is very simple. A woman who's married to your brother, to a man's brother, is really forbidden to him because she's an eshes ach, the wife of his brother. That prohibition continues even after the brother passes away, and that prohibition only goes off in the specific case called yibum. If yibum did not apply because one of those co-wives was closely related to him, then that status of eshes ach remains, and the woman is forbidden to him because she was the wife of his brother. If she now goes out from that cohort that included his daughter and goes out and becomes part of a different cohort, then she remains considered a close relative to this living brother that we're describing, because she's an eshes ach, the wife of his brother, who never got permitted because yibum didn't apply to her. And therefore, just as his daughter absolves her entire cohort of yibum and chalitza, the status of eshes ach that never got removed through yibum will likewise absolve the entire second cohort of yibum or chalitza vis-a-vis this living brother that we're discussing. Let's see the Mishnah and try to at least get certain fundamentals. The Mishnah states, Chamesh esrei nashim potros tzaroseim v'tzaros tzaroseim min achalitza min hayibum ad sof ha'olam. There are 15 examples of women that can be married to the deceased brother, that were married to the deceased brother, but because they can be relatives to the living brother, they would absolve themselves and their co-wives forever in an ongoing process, as we discussed. Ve'elu hein, and these are examples of people that could be married to the deceased brother and would be relatives of his living brother. And the Mishnah states, for example, Bas Ishto, the daughter of his wife. Chamoso, his mother-in-law. Ve'eshes Achiv Me'imo, the wife of his brother through his mother, a brother through his mother. Because had it been a brother through his father, the deceased brother also would have been forbidden to marry that person. These are the basic principles that we're dealing with in the first Mishnah. And as the Gemara continues, we'll be able to develop each one of them slowly and patiently throughout the Masechta. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.